What I wanted to do is just run through what we did the last time to take you up to speed, because in a sense, this session is a link from the first session, obviously, to the third session, but I want to explain how that's going to operate. From the first workshop, we had the agenda sheet. I'll go through the agenda sheet, but here's the agenda sheet from last time. What does home and well-being mean to you? Some shared learning. We did a postcard exercise. We had lunch and developed some thoughts. We had the carousel, which everybody on the planning team thought didn't work really well, but everybody that was participating in it thought it worked brilliantly. So it's a bit of a worry when we read the feedback. The feedback was not quite what we as a planning team thought. Anyway, there you go. We had this pinpointing and then prioritising, and you'll see that, and then the finish. Postcards, we did this postcards to try and stimulate thoughts about home. So we had a pile of postcards. People picked up postcards because the postcards were designed to facilitate thinking, something in the card or the image. They weren't images of houses, but something in that card got them to explore their understanding of home in a lot more detail, and they explained that. What was fascinating in the morning is because we spent a lot of time thinking about home and well-being, we ended up, after a few initial glitches, everybody participating in it. And I think for some people that work professionally in this area, I think they found it more of a challenge than people that actually just live in a home, like we all do, one way or t'other. So once we got this level playing field, what was quite intriguing is in the morning session, we got a lot of emotion coming out about home and well-being, what that meant. And that was reflected in the cards and the sheets, and we did some feedback on that at a conference last week. In the afternoon, when we introduced the word housing, it all became very technical. And some people that previously felt a bit reluctant in the sort of emotional side of talking about home, the minute housing appeared, I'm comfortable now, douche. And vice versa, other people didn't like the idea that home was being constructed very much about economic issues, about jobs, about employment, about housing market and all of that. So we've got this interesting split that if we're looking at understanding housing, we see it in a very economic and narrow field, whereas when we look at home, we see it in a much more emotional field. Here's what we ended up, some of the ideas that you came up with. Storage was an interesting one. Quite a number of you like the home as a place to dump stuff. And then these are all the different ideas around well-being that we drew out, and calm, peace. What we also found, I think, was that the notions of ontological security, which is this idea that you feel secure, is something that the well-being agenda talks a lot about. When we did this exercise with you, and we're not representative of anything here, that wasn't as significant. The big significances were about relationships. Right at the end, you had to put your stickers and decide what were the most important things. Each of these building homes that meet people's needs, understand challenging financial system, and then the people-centred planning. The second session that we're about to get into is to try and understand how the home and the neighbourhood interact. Because one of the things that we spent a lot of time talking about was the home as this box or as a house. What we didn't really spend too much time, although some of you stretched it out there, was how the home relates to a wider neighbourhood. And we did get some people saying, well, I don't really like my home, but I actually like the neighbourhood. So I'm quite happy to stay in this place because it's in a nice neighbourhood. So it's not, you know, so it's a lot more complex. So what we want to do is maybe focus a wee bit more on this people-centric planning idea of how do you feel your neighbourhood operates? What are the good sides about your neighbourhood? What are the negative sides about the neighbourhood? And what sort of influence do you have in trying to change that? Because again, relationships and feeling empowered, in a sense, are quite critical to well-being. So if you feel you've got some sort of say in your neighbourhood, or do you feel that you don't have a say in how your neighbourhood functions? We've looked at home and well-being, so today we want to spend a bit more time about, I suppose, home and well-being and how they tie into the notion of neighbourhood.